Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops, a special edition today. Oh, well, look, today we got for you Yo-Yo Jizz, return of the Raiders, return of Madge, and Duke Hendrick's take on the Causeway. Also, your top three journalists and your bottom three journalists. But first of all, I'd like to welcome back to the mic Jimmy the Hand. Where you been, Jimmy?
Hello, g'day. Hello, how are you?
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're not meant for the microphone.
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
It's good. Good to have you back.
I've come back on Ray Carney's orders. Ray Carney.
I've asked you 100 times, but Ray asked you once, and you come back.
Listen, if Ray calls in a favor, you do that favor, Ray. Okay, that's how it works with Ray. Okay. He knocks on your door, taps you on the shoulder. If you don't want some broken kneecaps, you do that favor.
Or a busted arsehole.
That's right.
So, we are without, obviously, Ray Carney is off highfalutin' it around Turkey, if you can do that, such things. And Paragon has been beaten down by the WOG.
Not happy about that.
We'll just leave it at that.
I'll do a premature flop on Paragon because I was of the idea that I was just going to come along. It was going to be you and Paragon. Now Paragon pulled out.
Yeah, and you were just going to interject your little witty remarks.
I just wanted to come and support and just sit here and laugh.
And now you got to work.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You remind me of every Tongan in every warehouse. All your brothers and sisters and cousins.
You keep Tongans out of this, okay? But we are going to talk. I tell you, we'll talk Samoans later.
Oh, okay.
Samoans are on the rise, mate, and there's a Tongan. As a proud half Tongan, half Australian, well, I am not happy about it. But they are on the rise.
Well, let's talk about it now.
Well, why are we going to do Balls Out of Flop?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen. And you listen good. Because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Balls out of flop. What's it gonna be?
La 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 la. Now, if you listen to the Godfather audiobook, the guy that does the reading, it comes across really cheesy at first. Hey, Godfather, da, 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 and he does all the voices for all the characters. But after about three chapters, it's fucking unreal. You're right into it.
Is that on Audible?
Audible, yeah. We're shilling for them now. Yeah, Mario Puzo hasn't got enough money, so we're poor.
I have read the book. But then you listen to the audio as well.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, when you're driving.
Oh, it's a masterpiece of a movie.
Mm. And a book.
And that television series was unbelievable. On Paramount.
Yeah.
What was that called?
That was called The Contract, something like
the
that.
The Offer,
that's it. Yeah. There you go.
What's the director's name again of the film?
Director of?
Godfather.
Sorry. Godfather? Coppola.
Coppola. Unbelievable.
Coppola, three of the biggest masterpieces in film history.
Yeah, and he went...
Godfather 1.
Godfather 2.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, but he did one in between there. I can't remember the name of it, but that was pretty good. But those three pretty much were in a row, weren't they?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, what a oeuvre. What a suite of films. They're three of the best ever made.
Yeah, Apocalypse Now. We saw that at our cinema.
How good was that? You were poo-pooing me, and then you got it.
We turned up there late, and we had to sit in the front row, and we were devastated. Front row of the cinemas was the best thing that ever happened to us. It was unbelievable. The screen was huge.
We were in the Vietnam War.
The sound.
Yeah. And you remember the chick selling the ice creams?
I can't remember.
It was at Cremorne Orpheum.
Yeah.
And there was a hottie alt chick with glasses and sleeve tattoos.
Even better.
Yeah. And I was buying an ice cream. She goes, oh, are you sure? I don't know what she meant by that. Like, at your age, I think, I possibly read into it, and I said, you got to die of something. And she giggled and winked.
There you go.
Yeah, so I died two deaths that night. So, balls out and flops.
Who's going to go first?
Oh, I'll go first.
Okay. Can we guess what your flop's going to be? I mean, I think your flop and our flop, my flop's going to be exactly the same, really, but you go.
All right. I'm going balls out, Sean Kepi. There you go. You weren't expecting that one.
Is he, the question there is he Samoan or Tongan?
Kepi is Welsh, actually.
Welsh?
Yeah, so he's the other half of what you are.
Get out of here. Yeah. He's not, really?
Yeah, Kepi in Welsh means tree stump. And he's as intelligent as one.
Why are you giving him our balls out?
Because he got built into his contract that if JD leaves, he's got a get-out clause.
Oh, really?
No. Who's going to give Kepi a get-out clause?
Why is he getting a balls out?
That's just because I thought it'd be funny if he had a get-out clause. And I thought it'd be funny if the leadership group was Sean Kepi, Tane Milne and Richie Kenner. That's our go-to group.
I would be very happy if that was your leadership group, mate. Very, very happy.
Well, they couldn't win the fucking local touch side. Touchcom.
Sean Kepi, mate. You were right. Half Welsh, half Tongan. Unbelievable. Look it up.
Yeah, I know which half's a Tongan half.
Narellan Jets, he played for. South West boy, Sydney boy, very nice.
Mm. Yeah, what's your balls out? Flop?
I'm just going to hit the topic of the moment right now.
We have an arm doodler, by the way.
The topic on everyone's lips.
Mm-hmm.
Balls out and flop. South Sydney, mate.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, Jimmy Lehan is a Raiders fan, staunch Raiders fan.
Mm-hmm.
This team that they call South Sydney took the heart and soul from our team. They helicoptered in and took the heart and soul of our team, Jack Whiten. And I tell you what, they were happy and there was festivals and people were loving it. Oh my God, South's going to go good next year. I can't wait. And look what's happened, mate.
Yeah, we took Whiten and wiped our ass with him. That's what we did and put him back on the stand. Good as new. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And you've fallen? And I tell you what, my balls out is, this is my balls out, and I'm sure a lot of other fans would like this kind of balls out, but I just love, no offense to South fans or to you, but I just love when a team is getting smashed or hammered or there's all this conjecture in the team and 360 gets in there, puts it up on the hoist, and absolutely rips it to shreds.
Yeah. Well, that's what they got to do, right? That's their fucking job.
Yeah.
And they talk shit. The thing is, they all say, how can you sack a coach after five rounds? How can you give him? It's not five rounds. It's a year. Last year, he lost fucking 20. You know, he's won 5 out of 20. So that's 1 in 4 games that he's winning. That is not enough. All right? For a team that's pulled itself out of the fucking, you know, we got kicked out of the comp, got back in, was shit for years till we buy fucking Roy Asatasi. Then we start building around, or till Russell comes in, we buy Asatasi, start building a team, consistently top four for years, you know, for what, 7, 8, 9, 10 years?
Yeah.
We're consistently up there, and then we get fucking eviscerated by this fucking dumb wop that doesn't know shit from Shinola.
No. I mean, that's your point of view. Mine's a bit different. I don't blame the coach that much. I think Demetrio is a good coach. I think he's a good man. I think, as we all know, we know what the issue is. Mm. It's Latrell.
Yeah.
And I don't think any other coach could deal with Latrell. I think probably Wayne Bennett's probably the only other one. There's no way Ricky Stewart would have kept him around. Mate, he would have been gone in 5 weeks.
Yeah. No, I agree. Latrell should be – I'm happy. When he comes back, whoever's coaching will probably be Hornby, because I reckon Demetrio will be gone this round, okay? And then we've got the bye. So that'll give whoever's coming in 2 weeks to work with the team before we have another game. So we've got the bye week, and then we play Storm, right? So it'll give them 2 weeks to bring some fucking starch back into our defense.
I just can't believe.
I don't. My point is that when Luttrell comes back, that he is told he goes to centre or he goes to St. George.
St. George.
That's it. You play centre or you play Saints, mate. No other options.
Is that a rumour there?
No, well, I'm starting it. That's what I see. That's what I see his future. Because he has single-handedly just brought the fucking team down through his laziness and entitlement. But he's being enabled by the coach because the coach can't handle him. My opinion, of course.
No. I mean, I agree. I can't believe the fall. I can't believe the fall. I mean, did you see this happening this year? Like him getting the sack?
Mate, this is fucking
80 minutes away from getting the sack, Jason Demetriou.
We've done a Prince Andrew. We're fucking lolling along. Yeah, we're Prince. We're good. We're up there. All of a sudden, fucking pedo claim. Epstein Island.
Oh, man. It seems like
that's the crash.
I understand the crash has been since last year, but it just seems very sudden. All of a sudden he's gone.
Everyone's saying he has to go, mate. He has. If he can't handle the players, there's no use of him being here. Not only that, he sacked John Morris, our defensive coach. Right, our defense is the worst in the league, and he's taken it over. JD's taken over
the
defense.
John Morris, you mean the guy that's at Tigers now?
Yeah, and they got the second best defense in the comp now, and we got the worst. So you know he's making stupid errors. If he doesn't have total control, you know, he makes fucking really stupid. And he's the one that got rid of Sam. So,
he seems like, to me, I just feel like he needs to go to another club. He seems like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. He can go to the Serbian White Eagles, mate.
But I think
he'll do well over there. I was having this argument yesterday on Reddit and with a Serbian guy. He said, South. Keep JD because we want South down the bottom four where they belong.
Good man, mate.
I said, like Croatia do to Serbia, keep them where they belong. And he said to me, Croatia is the third biggest exporter of raspberries. Serbia is number 40 exporter of raspberries. And he put me in my place, mate.
Jeez, the conversations you get up to on Reddit, mate.
When I'm not banned. When I'm fucking fighting Israelis and Zionists.
Oh, let's not get political. Mate.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying I get banned on Reddit every 6 days. I get a reprieve of 2 or 3 days and then I'm gone again.
It's big news. I understand he has to go. I think this is more of a global cultural issue with the players having too much power.
Exactly. Being led by a couple of fucking idiots. Yeah. Cody's off a meter off at fucking pace.
Yep.
You know, he's trying hard, but he's lost the magic. He's lost the touch. It's time for, we've invested a lot of, I mean, we've got Luttrell till 2026. Cut him. Fuck it. I've sat there, and I've said this every fucking podcast. I sat there in the 2000s when we were getting flogged. You know, we had fucking Todd Polglaze and Brad Watts at fullback. But those cunts put in every single time. They weren't great players. They didn't have, a tenth of the talent that Luttrell did. But they put in. I'll applaud that. And I'll sit there. I'll sit there in the rain. I'll sit there while we're getting flogged. But the other day I got up and left 10 minutes to go. I just couldn't take it. I thought, if they're not going to put in, why the fuck should I sit in the car park stuck there for half an hour?
Yeah, I mean, it's just such an interesting enigma, Luttrell. I mean, he gets in there. He's supposed to love football. He never tries. He's got this indignation of getting tackled. That's why he elbowed Sean Johnson in the face.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't understand. I just feel like, I think Gould came out and says, does he really want to play football? Does he want to play football? I tell you what, if he doesn't play football, mate, I'm seeing some deep depression. If he goes into the real world.
He's not going to be on the real world. His fucking Insta tag says full-time farmer, part-time footballer.
He's going to be fine.
Get him on the farm. But still, he can tackle cows.
Waste.
Yeah, well, but he's choosing. Fucking, you wouldn't be saying that if he was in your side.
I would be very disappointed if he was in my side. I'm very happy he's far away.
All right, another flop. Let's not forget Para here. Let's not forget Parramatta. They lost by 31 and South lost by 30. So they actually lost more. But, I mean, we've got more at stake. Obviously, they got Mitch Moses out, but,
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm disappointed that Parramatta. Actually, I still think I've seen enough from Parramatta this year. And I'm actually a fan. I think Parramatta might be my second team, even though I grew up in Parramatta as a Raiders fan. And I fucking hated Parramatta. Fucking para chant. I fucking hated it. Because we used to, me and Ray Carney used to go to all the Parramatta games when we were kids, and we used to get our asses kicked. It used to be the Brian Smith era.
Mm.
You know, when they made the grand final against Newcastle, they were the best team. We got hammered, so. But now I've grown to like them. I like Brad Arthur. And I like some of the players.
I like Mitch Moses.
I like Mitch Moses, yeah. Who's the 5'8"?
Dylan Brown.
I like Dylan Brown. He's a ball player, even though but it flopped for him. Because
he's Irish Samoan, you know.
He's not. I like him and Sean Lane. Mate, I love that team. Sean Lane, yep.
South Junior.
The two big boppers at the front. Paolo.
Did you notice that RCG had a moustache cut? He had it trimmed down.
Yeah, well, I actually did notice that because
he's lost some of his powers.
He actually, I think last week he got rid of it totally, and then I think it's grown back a bit. Mm. I thought I saw him clean shaven.
The old soup strainer.
The old
cookie duster, as Ned Flanders calls it.
Which I tell you what, I think the moustache has kind of crept up on us. Because we've all taken notice of the mullet, but I just think the moustache is like, it's everywhere in rugby league.
I love the moustache. When I was growing up, that's what real men had. They walked around. That's how you could tell the men from the women in the 70s. It was the moustache.
I'm a fan of the moustache, and I think a lot of men, have you know, a lot of NRL players have moustaches now.
Yeah.
Like heaps of them.
Yeah, there's one guy that plays for Storm. He's got
a good one?
Mate, it is the Marlboro man fucking gay porn moustache. It is out there.
That is, I like that. I think Tomoko's got one too.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the moustache.
You should grow one. I mean, you got a beard.
I'm thinking of growing one, actually, to tell you the truth. I might
just a moustache. That would, yeah. That is, because you're quite a handsome man.
Well, here we go. Jesus.
Aren't you? Exotic, isn't that what your wife's friends call you?
That did happen, actually. And that was, mate, I'll tell you what, I am coming to middle age now, mate, and I'll take anything I can get. I went to my daughter's dance studio.
Yeah.
And then I went there, took my daughter, and the next week my wife took my daughter, and this, I think she was Serbian, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring her some raspberries.
Bring up the raspberries. Say, I hear Serbia is the third greatest exporter of raspberries. See, it's a good opener, icebreaker.
That's my in.
Mm.
Can I bring raspberries? Can I put raspberries in my pocket and just bring them out? Like,
not well, ask her. Ask her to take them. Say, got something for you in my pocket. Then she'll put her hand in.
Oh, boom,
there's raspberries. No dick, but raspberries.
Anyway, she told my wife, she said, oh, where's your husband from? He looks very exotic.
Mm. Did she say he's Samoan Irish?
Pacific Islander, she said. And so next time I went and spoke to her, she said, hello. I went,
Bula.
Anyway,
that's
what we're talking about, moustaches. Can I just bring up a quick one? This is just a little bit of a tangent.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the term poupé?
Poupé, no. But I like it and I'm ready to be educated.
So this is the thing now, okay? I saw this on TikTok, okay? This one's all for the, this is a tip for the men out there, okay? You're familiar with a toupee, right?
Yeah.
By the way, Ray Carney is all about the toupee.
He was
giving me all these. I saw him the other day and he's telling me, mate, if you just get a really, really good toupee, I see nothing wrong with it.
Mate, he's in Turkey. He's coming back with a transplant. There's no way he's not coming back with a transplant. Are you kidding me?
He says he's over there for
he's another good family. Looking kid. Yeah, that's right. His family just happened to work at the Turkish air transplant office.
Anyway, poupee. Mm. Okay. Toupee for the
pubic area.
For the minge.
For women.
For women, yeah. So this is what's happened. You know, porn these days, or for the last 20 years, they've been clean shaven, right? So men have gone up and asked their woman to, you know, cut their minge down to skinless. But then they've changed their mind and like, hang on a minute. I was wrong. I like the rug. I like the moustache. I like hair.
I like the merkin.
And they get their wife to go get a poupee.
No, they can grow it back out though, right?
No. A lot of women get lasered. That's it. It's gone forever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's gone forever. Yeah, so that's where the poupee comes in. You got to get the poupee, get any color you want, and there you go.
And how do they, I'm fascinated here.
It just sticks on with glue. Well, look,
they glue it on.
It's just like a toupee, mate. They just stick it on somehow, some adhesive.
Yeah, but it's a bit more vigorously used area than the fucking back of your head, I would assume.
I know, I think it's more
the
of a tip.
Dick's ramming in there and, gobs and God knows what.
I think it's single use only, you know what right, I mean?
Yeah,
single
okay. use. Yeah, that makes sense.
You get a few of them. You get a blonde, you get a brunette, you get plaits, mate, you get a Zumba one or, some kind of African one, whatever you want.
Zumba, I don't think that's a country in Africa. Okay. No, I didn't know about that.
There you go. Poupee.
I did look hear up. A story, though, about by one of our listeners, actually. Email sent in, said he was in Amsterdam. And he went to one of the ladies of the night in the red light district. Oh, he said, she's a beautiful girl, absolutely stunning. And he said she got there. I never told this before. And she took her G-string off, bent over the table. And then she put, one of those public toilet things over her ass. Those big papers that go around the toilet seat.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's a way to kill the mood, isn't it?
It's very clinical.
Yeah. Kind of brings it crashing back down to earth.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's actually true. Sorry. You got anything else for us on Balls Out of Flop?
Have I? I think, yeah. So my Balls Out was the... I know. I think I already said that. I'll give a quick Balls Out to... mate, this is just like a Ray Carney fucking suck fest, mate. Balls Out to Ray Carney, mate, because I don't know if you...
Jesus.
For all the avid listeners...
Do you listen to us? We never give him balls out.
I know. I'm not happy that I'm giving him any balls out. I'm not happy that I'm giving him anything, really. But a few weeks ago, he called out. He said the wingers should go on strike.
That's
the
true.
Wingers, he did because say that. They are not getting paid enough.
Mm.
And then lo and behold, I'm watching 360, and that's exactly what they said.
They listen to us, mate.
They were saying that the wingers do more work than the centers, and they don't get paid enough.
Mm. So anyway. Yeah, they listen to us. Don't worry about that.
Balls out, Ray.
All right.
Good luck with the hair.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such podcasts as Confessions of a Monkey Sex Worker and Bongo Goes to Turkmenistan. But today I'm here to tell you about Balls Out No Flops, the wildest and craziest take on rugby league you'll ever hear. From council pickup funerals to who plays center in jail league, it's all here. Subscribe and follow on all the socials and podcast players. And keep up to date with merchandise and other news on their website, ballsoutnoflops.com.
Yes, the website's going great, by the way. I think we had 11 hits so far.
Yeah, something like that. But
so
hey,
in the stratosphere.
I do want to shout out to some people buying the shirts and they're enjoying the shirts.
Yes, we made 75 cents each.
Yeah, but hey, listen, they're good shirts. I bought the shirts.
That's a hell of a Christmas party we're going to have.
What's that?
75 cents each coming towards our Christmas party.
Yeah, that's not much at all, really. But as long as there's a loose arm at this Christmas party, I'll be happy about it.
Mm.
Morton Paragon loose arm. But shout out to the guys buying the shirts, because I tell you what, they're good shirts.
They're great shirts.
Give me the hand design them.
Good design.
And I wear them. Like, I bought the green one from, I saw some of the guys on the socials bought the green one from Redbubble. I think the colours vary in quality, but I think the green one's good. I wear it. I like it.
I usually get the, what's the T-shirt I get?
Yeah.
Tri-blend. They're expensive, but my God, it's like angels licking your body, licking your torso with a Balls Out No Flops logo. Can't get better than that.
A bit too soft for me. I like the rough stuff, mate.
Yeah, I've heard that about you. Is that why you're getting one of those poupées for your ass? okay.
What have we got?
Return of Madge.
So, what, you're talking Madge State of Origin or Madge?
I'm talking, it's South. Big talk about him coming back to South and whipping everyone into shape.
Listen, I think we've hit our South's quota for the year and the episode, but because I like Madge, we're going to talk about it. I love Madge. I'm a big Madge fan.
So am I.
So what's happening? Is he coming back? So there's talk of him coming back.
He's been thrown into the mix.
I heard his voice.
Bellamy's said no already. Bennett and Burgess and Madge are in the mix.
Sam, first of all, you need to refer to Sam Burgess the correct way. Sam Bison Burgess, the NRL monument. Okay, that's how you refer to Burgess. All right. Okay.
So there's Madge, Sam Bison Burgess, the NRL monument, and Wayne Bennett.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I heard that on 360. I can't see Madge coming back. He's coaching New South Wales. Like.
Yeah, but what would you rather be doing? He always wanted to be a full-time NRL coach, right? He'd give that up. Yeah. For sure, I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. It is. It's pretty interesting if he came back. It's amazing that you, I tell you what, talk about.
Like, full circle.
Jimmy's going to go on a rant, okay? Jimmy's,
yeah, that's what you're here for. Okay.
Talk about Absolute Glamour Club. Absolute Glamour Club. And I'll tell you why people don't like Souths, okay? You're not happy. I can see you're frowning at me. I'll tell you why. Because they are an absolute glamour club. Look what happens. They lose a top coach like Demetrio. And look who's in line. Wayne Bennett, Madge, Sam Bison Burgess, the NRL monument. Those three guys, what other club has access to that? Okay? So you're an absolute glam club. And then the problem with that is you go to the games and you got a crazy chip on your shoulder, because every time I go to the game, the loudest thing I can hear is get them on side. Get them on side.
They do it from kickoff for a big laugh, as an old guy does it to me from kickoff.
That happens all game. And that stems from when you guys used to get your ass kicked, right? You've got your chip on your shoulder, but you can't have the chip anymore because you're absolute glamour. Oh, you are a glamour
club. We're coming last, mate. And let me tell you about those three guys, okay? Yep. One's unemployed.
Who?
Madge.
No.
He's not NRL. He's not currently coaching a side.
He's the New South Wales coach.
Yeah, but that's working at the Easter Show. Okay? It's the same thing. It was a couple of weeks' work. That's it.
Grand final winning coach.
One's coach in England, okay, who we all admit is, it's basically reserve grade in Australia. And then one's about to be unemployed and 75.
I think, you know what you're doing? You're talking down the stock just so no one buys it, and then you're going to buy it, and then you're going to go to the top, just like the glamour club that you are. And let me tell you, Sam Burgess, it should be the number one rookie coach out there. He should be chased by every single club, in my opinion. That guy has rugby league in his veins. And if I was any club looking for a new coach, who are we going to go get? Soraldo, some assistant. What's the Newcastle coach's name? Who gives a shit? He was an assistant in the Roosters, mate. This is Sam Bison Burgess, NRL monument, mate. Absolute legend. Lives and breathes rugby league. And I'll tell you what, mate, the respect that guy has.
Eats and shits rugby league too, I hear.
He does. Didn't his mum play rugby league?
He is the genetic result of a mum who played, a dad who played prop for England, and who played lock for England.
Yeah.
So there you go.
He's got. I tell you what, the guy must have some. If you go back, the guy must have some fucking Viking blood in his veins. Man, that guy,
he'd be swinging an axe in your face.
I was watching highlights. I'll tell you now, Burgess is a special boy of mine. One of my all time favorites. Burgess. I just watched a highlight the other day. He takes the kickoff, which is fucking. People don't like now, which I'm not happy about that, but everyone's not happy about that. But he takes a kickoff, runs straight at Sonny Bill Williams and fucking smashes
him. Same role. I was at the game.
Yeah.
You were at that game too. You came with us.
Is that
Is
that the one we left?
Yeah. No. That wasn't the one we left. It was another one. He just fucking trampled him, didn't he?
Yeah, Sonny Bill Williams, the big, look at me, I'm Sonny Bill. I play for the All Blacks. Mate.
No, mate, you don't have to convince me. I love Sam Burgess. My dream team, I was talking to Rabbitoh Combo about this last night. My dream team is for coaching Sam with Sutto and Inglis as assistants. That is rugby league DNA, mate. You can shoot that. Sutto and Inglis as assistant coaches. You could shoot that out into space. And when the aliens open it up, the only answer they could come up with is rugby league.
That's pretty good. That's not too bad.
Not too bad.
I think maybe, you know, they're good players. I think you may. What about...
Sato's actually coaching the SG Ball side, right? So he's already coaching.
Yeah, I'd have them too. And also have James Graham. Put James Graham in there, because James Graham and Sam Burgess are very tight.
Well, you'd end up with more coaches and players.
That's true.
That's all right. That's not they can too wear bad. Jerseys with numbers too.
That's not too bad. I don't mind that. Okay.
Even though I'd love that. That's a DNA. I mean, that's what the Tigers did, right? They got Benji and Robbie Farah. And that hot chick who's just standing up the back. I don't know what her job is.
Balls out to that hot chick, mate. Mate. Seriously, what is going on in there? How can you concentrate?
How distracting is it? I forget everything that's going on.
How do you even concentrate in there?
With her standing, but...
Mate, you can't do anything.
Have you noticed every time she goes on camera, she looks up at the screen? She's checking herself out.
She loves it, mate. Seriously, I wouldn't be concentrating on the game. I'll just be trying to think trying to think of the next witty thing to impress her.
You like raspberries? yeah.
And you know what the crazy thing is, mate? After the game, there was a win. All the Blake shake hands. She gave Benji a kiss. He gave the kiss.
Really?
After the win, everyone's high-fiving.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Balls out to that hot chick.
We need to find her name out because there's a slight...
Hopefully she's Serbian. Let's just... I'll look her up, actually. I'm going to look her up.
Okay, I reckon she's Italian.
Yeah? Okay.
If I was to guess, I'd say Italian. Italian heritage.
I'll tell you what, Little Wizard, citizen journalist. He's a listener of the show out in Woolloomooloo. Find out for us, mate.
Yeah, you get on it, Little Wiz.
Get on the beat, Little Wizard.
Little Wiz. Little Wiz.
Report back, mate. I'll send you another shirt.
Yeah. Send me one. Okay. Balls Out No Flops. Flick us an email at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. Your contribution left a notice. There you go.
You got anything or?
Well, you go first. You got something.
All right, I'm going to do a quick one on journos, mate. Let's talk
journos.
Journos, yeah. Mate. Okay, let's talk journos. They're everywhere.
They are. Well, I guess we're journos, really.
When you were watching rugby league, were they this? They weren't this prominent, were they?
Nah. There was like one. Peter Frelingos. That was it. And you had a couple of people go in the change room and do change room interviews, and that was really it. There wasn't the coverage you have now.
Yeah, because I slightly remember like the first time they put a journo on a panel or they put him in the commentary, I was like, "What this fucking, who's this guy? What's he talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
Why is he on there?" But now they're everywhere, right?
Well, they're part of, the whole theatre, right?
And heaps of people hate them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind them, okay? I think they're...
They got a job.
They got a job and they're like, you know, they can articulate themselves well.
Because my problem is a lot of them don't seem to watch the fucking games.
Yeah.
They talk shit about everyone and then... Yeah, did you watch the game, Buzz? He goes, oh, no, I was getting fish and chips.
Jungle Curry. I like Buzz, actually. No, I think Buzz is in my top three. We're going to do
Buzz. You and Buzz have got a bit of a thing going on, though, right?
Yeah, me and Buzz on Twitter, he likes a lot of my comments. I love Buzz, mate. Buzz is an ornament to the game. I know people don't like him. In all seriousness, I think that he loves the game. He goes and watches the juniors. He goes early to the game. He is a full-on rugby league nerd.
Oh, I'd do that. I'd do that if I had the compunction.
Yeah. If you get paid for it.
Oh, fuck it. If I was paid for it.
Yeah. Do you like Buzz?
Look, I'd give you my top three journos.
All right. Give me top three, bottom three.
And top three and bottom three.
Well, let me just...
All right, go on.
We'll do top three, bottom three. Let me just say this. I don't mind the journos. I do hate them. I tell you what I don't like about the journos is when they overstep the line and they start talking strategy about the game, okay? If you're on there, you give me the scoop in the what's happening in the clubs. This guy doesn't like this guy. Give me the Woman's Day fucking report. The coach is off this guy. Give me that. Maybe an opinion about the business of the game. Who knows? But when they start talking about, you know, how to run the game, who should be picked in the side, Especially,
you don't want to hear Buzz talking about A defenders and B defenders.
Yeah, when they do that kind of shit. And I've got a solution to that, right?
Okay? Oh, Kenty.
I don't mind Kenty because Kenty's played the game. And actually, them. And you don't mind Kenty either. Come on.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to Kenty. So here's my solution, okay? Because it's a weird thing, all right? If you had this in any other industry where guys, say it was in the building industry, there was a panel show, and there's guys that have never built a house before. And they're just coming on and saying, this is how you should build a house. What's this guy doing? He shouldn't be building it like that. He should be building it like that. They've never touched a fucking hammer. If you're a journo, for me anyway, you have to at least look like you've played.
Mm.
Two scoops hoops, he looks like he's played. So I
triceps, mate.
Triceps, yeah. And I like two scoops hoops. A lot of people don't like him. He actually looks like he's played. He's kind of big. But then you get guys like Michael Carrianis, right? Mate, that guy does not look like he has ever touched a football in his life. And we're getting some strategic talk about him on 360 every week. Here's my solution, okay? Get these journos, because they're commenting on athletes playing in a uniform. First of all, put them in a uniform.
Oof.
Okay, I don't want them in suits sitting behind this big desk like they're all important. I want them in uniform.
Jersey,
shorts, socks.
Boots. Fucking boots, too. Yeah,
I want them standing on the field. And I want them passing the ball between themselves when they're talking. Because there's one thing I know, because, you know, Jimmy played when he was younger. He wasn't very good. But you can tell
a guy
that hasn't thrown a football before in 1 second. If you throw him the ball and he throws it back to you, like, you've never fucking thrown that before in your life. And if we get these journos, and I guarantee you, half of those cunts have never thrown football, and they're saying, yeah, I think we should... you know, put this guy in the centres and they've passed the ball and they fucking hits the ground. And
right to left, booth. Mate. Bars would be like Mr. Burns. He put his whole body in it and it would fall right next to him. Just fall straight out of his hands right next to him. Oh, that's not a bad idea. Okay. What about get him on the get him into the tackling practice? Just get him like one, get a New South Wales Cup player. Running at them and they have to tackle.
Get them to hold the pads.
Hold the pads.
Even better. And let the players run into them.
Yeah. Oh, poor Buzz. I feel bad for him already. He'd turn into atoms.
Unbelievable.
Carrianis, eh? You don't like Carrianis? I don't mind Carrianis.
You don't mind him? Oh, God.
I don't mind him. Completely forgot he existed.
I just feel like, okay,
I don't mind him.
I'll tell you what they should do. They should have this is an idea for Volandis. Volandis should say, if you want to be a journalist of this sport, if you want to comment on the game, you have to go through an NRL preseason. And if you make it through the preseason that year, then you can come be a journalist in this game.
With Bellamy.
Yeah.
Bellamy or Bennett. Bennett still outruns the team, you know, on the fucking 20K run.
Really? Bennett's a beast.
Yeah, I reckon he gets a lift. Someone drives him up the track a bit and then just drops him off at 19Ks.
Did you see him? I think it was on Saturday night when the Dolphins were playing. They did a close-up of him. He looked like he was sleeping. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
That was like 10 minutes. He didn't move. I thought he was dead.
He's a stoic, mate. That's why. Who knows what's going on? The machinations, the internal machinations of Wayne Bennett. You know, you can have your philosophers. You can have Plato. Give me Bennett any day.
I think he should die in a dressing room. That's what I reckon he should. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he probably will. I mean, odds are that's going to happen. Or in the commentary box. It's going to be a weekend at Bernie's scene up there. But God, what a monument.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
I love him, Bennett.
Yeah, okay. Well, so top three and bottom three. I'm going to go top three. Kenty, yeah. Hoops, Buzz.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Bottom three. Kenty, Hoops, Buzz.
You don't like him. Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes I like him, sometimes I hate him. That's where I am. And I don't have to fucking, you know, the beauty of it is I don't have to commit too much emotion to him because they're fucking mostly idiots, but sometimes they say something that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm the same as you. Let's keep it quick. I mean, I don't mind Reedy, Hoops. And I love Buzz. Buzz is my number one.
Reedy.
I don't mind Reedy. He's all right. And you know what? Who I don't mind? Bulldog. Bulldog Richie.
Bulldog Richie. Yeah, he's always got that thing behind him, that newspaper clipping. Have you noticed? Bulldog. It's got a newspaper clipping. When they interview him on either of the shows, NRL Tonight or NRL 360 if he's not actually sitting at the desk with him. He's at home and he's got a clip of himself, a newspaper double page spread behind him. Yeah, really? It says Bulldog play, Bulldog attack round game, some bullshit, I don't know, some fucking stupid pun type headline, but always there. But I do like him.
He's all right. He looks tiny though. He looks like he'd struggle to get his hand around a Coke can, I reckon. He's got small hands.
He's a ball boy at best. Yeah. Who else is out there that's decent? Oh, well, it depends if you call Maroon a rugby league journalist.
No, he's not a journalist.
He's a caller.
He's a caller. We can do callers another week.
I love Maroon.
I love Maroon, mate.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Maroon. I'm a big, big, big fan. Mate. He's, like, for me, one of the funniest guys in rugby league. But anyway, back to the journos. Bottom three, mate. I've fucking forgot who my bottom three are.
Didn't you write it down?
Widler.
Ah, yeah, Widler.
He's a pig. Curly head, red head prick.
Yeah. Widler!
And Karyanis can fucking piss off too.
Remember all the Widler stuff with Ben Teo?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he came out and, yep, he absolutely eviscerated Ben Teo's character and then was all proven wrong.
Yep.
Nothing, no apology, nothing.
Yeah, and Teo shunned him after that.
Yeah, he was shunned.
He's on Triple M now, Ben Teo. You listen to him?
Yeah, yeah.
He's good. Big fan of Teo, man. He's a fucking...
He's a warrior of the game.
He is. He's a hitman.
Yeah.
Every team needs a Teo.
Oh, mate, he was, for us, getting to the grand final, he was fucking amazing. I'll never forget his work.
I'll have to look him up, see what nationality he is.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's Tongan. He doesn't look Tongan, but anyway, I'll look it up later.
I don't think so. Teo, I think, is actually a Samoan name. Yeah, he's Serbian. He's Croatian. I did see him with his raspberries.
Round, round, fuck around, I fuck around.
Yeah,
fuck around, round, round, I fuck around.
I fuck around.
Fucking up and down this fucking street. I gotta find a fucking place where the fuckheads meet. Those fuckers and me are getting fucking known. Yeah, the fuckheads know, so fucking leave us alone. I fuck around.
Hey?
Anything else?
Yeah, go. Do your Samoan riff.
Yeah, so as I said before, I was going to talk a bit about Samoans, and I tell you what, I just looked up Ben Teo. Prick is Samoan.
Yeah, because I remember there's a few Teos in the NFL, and they're American Samoan. Yeah, which is different to German Samoan, right? There's a German Samoa and there's an American Samoa.
I think.
Is there a Samoa? Or a Tongan Samoa?
Morton Paragon told us about German Samoa.
Yeah, he did.
Which I thought was bullshit, but man, that guy's a fucking dictionary, that guy.
Yeah.
History book. Yeah. Walking history book.
With a big fucking stress on the dick. go on.
Yeah, the rise of the Samoan, mate.
Samoan?
Well, I tell you, what about this NFL player? What's his name? Melita. 100 million.
Oh, yeah. The South boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
100 mil over 4 years, is it?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How much is that? So much
that's a
money.
Lot of fucking KFC.
Mate.
He's a big boy. That's all I'm saying.
Mate, you don't understand the cousins that are going to come out of the woodwork. I'm telling you, mate.
Have you signed up?
I would
hey,
sign
cuz,
up.
Hey, cuz. Just give him a cuz. Flash the gold tooth.
Because I'm telling you, it happens a lot to a lot of these. It happens to a lot of players in the NFL and the Pacific Islanders here. The guy's here, the handout's come, but what are they on, $1 million a year? You know what I mean? You would still feel a bit bad going and putting your hand up, but 100 million.
Yeah, no one's feeling bad about
man,
that.
Man, I'm picking the phone up next day, man. Hey, Brad.
Yes. Yeah.
Hand it over.
Ew. You know that fucking noise? Ew. They were doing it at the Warriors game the other day. Ew.
Ew.
Yeah, I can't do it. I don't have the... internal vocal structure. But yeah, you ring him up. You guys, am I supposed to catch the bus over? Send the Maserati.
Yeah, so he's huge. And then The Rock is Samoan African-American.
Yeah.
A little wizard called me up yesterday. He said he just returned to WrestleMania.
Mm.
So just looking him up. Mate, that guy is ridiculous. You know how much money? He's almost a billionaire.
I thought he was a billionaire, but
he's got to be close. I think he's like 100 million. He's got an alcohol,
tequila, right?
Yeah. Energy drink, clothing company. He just started doing skincare.
He does have nice skin, though.
He's putting moisture on his thing.
He's very shiny.
Actor.
He should be the next fucking. He should be in the next Predator. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Man,
In Predator.
Yeah, no, I had that idea ages ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, but thought. But yeah.
That's what do you awesome. Think? Yeah. Get him in the next Predator.
Yeah.
Reboot the franchise.
Well, there's no one else.
From the muscle up.
What else could you have in there?
Then you'd have to chuck in Batista then too. Two of them.
Yeah.
Then they could do that fucking handshake, the warm handshake. Yeah, there you go.
I like Batista.
Yeah.
He's good. They should remake it very similar to the way it was made before.
The original. What a fucking film.
That's my number one for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is that
yours? 9 out of 10 men say Predator is better than marriage. That's an actual stat. Fucking oath.
Is that your favorite?
I took a chick on a first date to see that. Right? And she was fucking hot. She was really nice and she was into me. And about 15 minutes in, she goes, I don't like this. Can we go somewhere else? I said, get the fuck out of here. You're fucking on your own. I'm watching this shit. Are you fucking crazy? And so she left. I ate a popcorn. fucking night of my life watching that shit.
You've made a lot of wrong decisions in your life, but that was the right decision.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. You saw it in the cinema?
Yeah, I saw it in the cinema.
When I first saw it, here's the crazy thing. When we were young, obviously, VHSs were a thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, the horror when you got a porn VHS stuck in the fucking family video recorder. And you can't, because they used to get caught up, because it used to get caught. Yeah. The absolute, man, how a whole generation became VHS mechanics very, very fucking quickly. The fucking hard dicks. Hard dicks and just screwdrivers.
That is the that's the equivalent. Okay, so this is the difference between our generation and the fucking wimps that live in these days, mate. All they have to do is delete their history.
Yeah.
We had a mechanical thing
exactly.
In a machine.
We had a machine, a wanking machine, and you had to fucking have to jack off with a screwdriver next year, just in case.
We had to take that risk.
To this day, I can't go into Bunnings without getting a hard on.
We had to take that risk to put that cassette in that machine with the risk that if it gets stuck, our parents come home.
Yeah. And they want to play something. They want to play their cousin's wedding video, something wholesome, and all of a sudden there's fucking two bitches fisting each other. But the good thing is the dad would often get the blame. You get yelled at. Oh, Larry, do you know anything about this? No, it must be dad's. And then bowled out the room. He couldn't come home for 3 days.
That's a good exit strategy. That's a good back door. Or you just take the whole VCR and chuck it.
We've been robbed. They took the VCR. And dad's fisting porn. But they left the cover somehow on the lounge with tissues.
Oh, good Lord. How did we get on to this?
I don't know, but it's a good segue.
So anyway, that was my small talk.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. What are you pointing everywhere? You want me to put music on?
I think we'll do a break and come back with the games.
Okay, yep, there you go.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Follow us on Twitter at Balls Out No Flops at Out Flops.
All right, so we're back. All right, we're just going to do the games. Jimmy does have to go. Let's see. First, Thursday night, we have Knights v. Roosters. Knights are favourites, heavy favourites.
Listen,
I'm going Knights.
I'm going Knights for that, yeah. I want the Knights to get up.
Well, actually, Roosters fucking manufactured that comeback, didn't they?
I hate to say it, but, mate, they showed some guts to come up in that game.
Manu, mate, he carried that fucking team. Yeah. But I'm going Knights on that one.
Yeah, Knights.
Then that's Thursday night. Friday night, 6 o'clock, is the Storm Dogs.
Where's that?
That is at the Storm. Storm are $1.12. Dogs are $6.40.
Jesus, mate.
And you got Dogs got like 3 Taffs out. There's, you know.
Oh, really?
There's at least 3 of them out. So that's going to be a blowout Storm. Score. Yeah, I'll be taking Storm by 40 on that.
Yep.
Then the 8 o'clock game, which will be interesting. Broncos, Dolphins, always a good matchup.
Oh, that's, I tell you what, balls out to a, what is it? A rivalry, inner city rivalry that Brisbane has now, mate. It's unbelievable. I love it.
Yep. Okay, who are you going?
Bronx for that one.
Bronx. Oh, yeah, Reece Walsh back too. Yeah, I'll go Bronx.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Okay. That takes us to Saturday, 3 p.m. We have Warriors, Sea Eagles.
Where at?
At Warriors.
Mate, I'm going the Warriors. Yeah. Warriors are red hot, mate. Up the Warriors.
Yeah, up the Wars.
Up the Wars. I'm
taking them too. Then the 5:30 game is, this is always a good game, Para Cowboys. Para Tractors, sorry. It's always a good game at Para, at Combank.
I'm on Para for that. Para making comeback, mate.
Yeah, I agree with that. Then the 7:30 game, Rabbitohs home game against the Sharks. $3.23 to $1.35. I think the Bunnies might get them.
I've got no idea with this one, mate.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to have to go with the Sharks on the form of Souths.
I'm tipping with my heart on this one. With Latrell out, I think we might. And Jai Gray in, who I fucking love.
Is he that little whipper? Yeah. The little fullback?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Taff 2.0.
Yeah.
Takes us into Sunday 4:05. We've got the Tigers versus the Dragons. That is at Campbelltown. I'm going to go the Tigers there.
I'm Dragons for that one.
What about the chicken in the box?
Oh, the chick in the box. What about chick in the box?
Is she going to affect our tipping?
She has to be.
Yeah, we want to make it happy.
Every game considered. Is the Tigers think about the chick in the box, then make
now, what a strategy to get people watching their games. You'd have to think this is premeditated, right?
Obviously, and I think they do go to the box more when she's in the box. Yeah, I've always cut to the chick in the box.
Yeah. So you're picking?
Mate, listen, I'm on the Dragons. I like the Dragons coach. I think the Dragons are a good team, and I'm on the Dragons for that one. Sorry, right. Tigers fans. Even though I play junior football with the Tigers, I'm going Dragons.
Oh, there you go. I'm on Tigers. And then we have got the Raiders versus the Titans.
Mate, Raiders are on a roll. Go, you Raiders.
Yeah, we didn't get to the Raiders, but they were amazing on the weekend, I thought. And they got pace, man. We haven't, South's got no pace, zero. Actually, we've got Munro back in this week. He's a bit of a pace man. But yeah, Raiders for me. Yeah, no, I'm loving what Ricky's doing with the Raiders. I'm loving the moxie of the young players.
We're playing well. We've got a big, big, tough forward.
What about Rapana? Just slapping his fucking dislocated knee back into place and coming back. How tough is that guy?
No, I love Rapana, mate. I fucking love Rapana, mate. I wasn't happy. I'll tell you one thing. Morton bagged out Rapana a long time ago. Yeah. And as soon as I heard
You've held on to that, haven't you?
No, he was off my Christmas card list straight away. Mm. But he repented, and I heard another episode, and he's on Rapana, so you're a good man, Morton.
He's back on the Christmas card list?
Yeah, he's back on.
So, see Rapana-Karyanis cage match.
I'd love to see that.
It wouldn't last long, would it? He'd push him through the fucking fencing. He'd come out graded on the other side.
And for the Raiders, Chevy Stewart is debuting. Not Ricky's son, but he's another fullback. He's coming in for Rapana. He's a gun. Chevy Stewart, and there's another guy.
How many Stewarts are down there? It's very...
Yeah, we've got a lot of Stewarts.
Yeah, it's a closed community down there, isn't it?
Yeah.
They need to widen the DNA pool.
Trey Mooney is the other one. He's debuting for Raiders.
All right, well, that's it for this week. Morton, we hope you get better. Ray Carney, we hope you come back with a full head of hair, because I'm going to really look into it. I did look into the hair transplants. It takes two. You can't wet your head for 2 months. I can't do that. I shower like 5 times a day.
2 months?
Yeah, 2 months you can't get it wet. So that's Duke Hendricks out. He's in the ocean every day.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Well, there's got to be something, mate. Someone's got to come up with a solution sooner or later. There's got to be a breakthrough.
Yeah, there will be. You don't have to worry. Look at you. You're a handsome man. Handsome man with a full head of hair.
It's receding, mate. It's receding.
That's not receding, you idiot. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.